Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Now, slightly scalded but powering through it, back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Let me tell you, you know who your friends are. This is like the BP Deepwater Horizon spill in here when that tea started flowing. You know who your friends are when you dump a cup of scalding tea into your lap, and Dave and Jordan all came running in.
Jordan was attending to you. I came running in. I threw him a roll of paper towels. He caught it and ran with it right to you and helped sop it up. And
I can help with the burning, but anyway, we'll deal with that later.
We can't help you with that.
No, absolutely not. So we're not going to have a lot of this going on.
No applying of salve.
In the 9 o'clock hour, because I asked people with our Taking It to the Street survey, Taking It to Text survey, what would you be willing to give up in exchange for being the exclusive winner of tonight's $1.7 billion jackpot in the Powerball?
Right.
And not a lot of people are texting in with one person said
Christmas
that they
Eve.
Would, they would. Well, I don't know if it's about that or if
They're
it's
busy.
About maybe it services really money's not going to buy you happiness. Because somebody said, I would give up a leg and get one of those spring jobs, which is pretty cool, which you know might be until you have it. I don't know about that.
Oh, the, like the Blade Runner things.
One of those kind of things. Like people have won Olympic medals. I think somebody was charged with.
Yeah, no, let's not go there. Yeah, that Australian guy.
Mess with that. But anyway, then somebody else texted in and said they would give up smoking in exchange for that because they've tried to give up smoking. It's the hardest thing. Somebody else said, and God bless you, that they would like to have their wife alive for just one more Christmas. So maybe we need to rephrase the question, which is, what would you give up that ticket in exchange for?
Well, we were talking about toes, and Joe in traffic told me in the break room.
Joe knows toes.
Yeah, well, and he said he'd let me take a hoe to his toe.
A hoe?
Yeah, just cut it right off with a garden hoe.
Joe,
you're
talking about a lot of hat. Well,
$7 billion.
I know Jordan doesn't like his toe talk, but
Jordan, be all right.
I don't know if you're talking about hacking or if you're talking about one clean clip, but either
Joe,
way.
Joe, are you there?
Wow. Okay, I don't know about all that.
Wait, more than one toe?
Okay. All right. Well, let's turn it around and think.
Okay,
would you? For example, would you like to go back and spend time with your child again as they were kids and have that experience again? Would you give a Powerball ticket up for that? Hmm. Right? What about that?
Wow.
Go back and relive it all again.
Give up $1.7 billion.
So I'm gonna make you a deal. You can have $1.7 billion or you can have this experience or what would you do? How about that? And you can text me at 504-260-1870.
You know, part of me says I would like to go and just spend a day with my dad the way I really wish I would have done it when he was alive.
Exactly.
You know, like have just one of those real meaningful
Sundays. I'd like a week where I can just hang out with him and talk and pick his brain and talk about different things.
And not argue.
Exactly. Not the whole teenage father thing and everything else. That I would give up the Powerball ticket for. So text me at 504-260-1870. What would you be willing to exchange that winning Powerball ticket for? Maybe that's the better question. We'll see. And then maybe we'll have some more of these in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Freddie King when we come back here on WWL.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow.
7:16 now on this Christmas Eve morning, and we're asking you, what would you either give up or exchange for the winning Powerball ticket tonight? Because you think $1.7 billion is going to make you happy, right? Well, maybe not necessarily, because we were talking about parents and if you don't have your parents with you anymore. And by the way, if you do, pick their brain. Don't sit around and play with the phone and fiddle around with this or fiddle futz with that where you don't know what, you know, what's going on.
But as long as you'd love me so.
And you feel like you don't have anything to talk about, they are a wealth of knowledge. There are a bunch of things you can ask them about when they were young, what they were feeling, what they were doing. So take advantage of that, man, because once they're gone, it's too late. Christopher Bannon with the National Weather Service joins us now to talk about this fog that's in the air. Good morning, Christopher. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Doing great. How you doing?
All right. Have you seen Santa's sleigh on the radar anywhere yet?
No, not yet, but we did put a call in for Rudolph.
All right. Yeah, because you're going to need him. Tell me about this fog. How bad is it in certain areas, and when is it expected to lift?
Yeah, right now we've got what we consider widespread dense fog across pretty much the entirety of southeast Louisiana and coastal Mississippi. And it's going to take a while for it to really kind of clear out today, especially around the New Orleans metro area. By that colder lake, that fog's going to really hold on for quite a while today. It may even be till early afternoon before it completely clears out of the New Orleans metro. But the problem is that we expect it to redevelop pretty quickly this evening, probably start as early as 8, 9 o'clock, start seeing fog, and then dense fog again before midnight.
So a lot of people traveling around on Christmas Eve, naturally. Are there certain areas that are more prone than others? Would it be like over the water?
Right, the water exactly over the lake. Obviously, the causeway's got some restrictions right now, and the Twin Span area, along with Bonnie Carey over the spillway. Those colder waters are going to hold on that fog even longer, and it may not even clear out over the lake and kind of coastal Mississippi area at all today. And it's just going to get thicker again tonight. Over the land areas, it's just going to take time before we can actually warm up. Places that are just north of Baton Rouge are going to clear out faster. They'll heat up faster, and it's just going to take a long time for it to erode down to the southeast towards the New Orleans metro area. And again, hopefully by midday, early afternoon, we start seeing the visibility definitely get better. But if you're traveling tonight, that's going to be an issue, especially close to the river and around any of those coastal areas.
And tomorrow morning, same thing, pretty much same thing for tomorrow as today?
Yes, sir. Yep, second verse, same as the first. Looks that fog to stick around pretty much all morning.
And when does the cold weather come in?
We're not really going to see much of a change. It's going to be, again, the same thing Christmas night into Friday morning. We'll probably see fog again just like this.
And then the cold weather does come in, though, when? Sunday?
Right now, I don't really see a huge change in the forecast. I mean, we're probably going to be dealing with fog going into the weekend. The next looks like next best chance to get cold air is going to be probably Sunday night into beginning of next week.
Okay, and New Year's Eve, too early yet to tell, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, it does look like the trends do look like it's going to be colder than what we're dealing with this week. So I actually feel like winter and not late spring.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Thank you so much, Christopher Bannon, National Weather Service. One thing that's terrible is on New Year's Eve when all the fireworks get to going off and the fog mixed with that, you can't see anything. We'll talk to Freddie King when we come back. New Orleans City Council member, District C, 720. Traffic now, WWL.
Although a contract was signed, money was promised, due to this financial situation that the city is in, we cannot move forward with the demolition. Basically, to make it simple, a check was written and money wasn't in the account. That's basically what happened. The city signed a contract, promised the money. However, once the contractor came to collect on their money for the work that they already did and to get the money for the demolition, the city said, hey, sorry, we don't have any money.
So how can that happen, Freddie? You wouldn't do that in your personal life, would you?
No, of course not. No one would do that in their personal life. How did it happen? We are really still trying to figure out how it happened, who did it. There's a lot of questions unanswered, but what it's called is the legal or the proper term is the money wasn't encumbered. The money wasn't set aside for this work to be done. So the contractor, rightfully so, said, we're going to start working until we can be guaranteed that the money will be there. And that's where we are right now.
And with any construction project, it's not uncommon, you know, like if you're building a house or whatever, they have draws where it's like, okay, I've done X amount of work, so I'm going to get X amount of money, then I get X amount of work, so I get Y amount of money, whatever, you know, the way it works.
Yeah.
So who owns the property, Freddie?
The property is owned by Josh Bruno. Now, what company is owned by him that owns it, I'm not sure, but it's ultimately owned by Mr. Josh Bruno.
And I guess the question I have is, why is the city paying to tear it down, and why isn't Mr. Bruno paying to have it torn down?
So with any demolition that the city does, the city will put a lien on the property, and the property owner cannot pay his or her taxes until that lien is satisfied. So if the city tears down a small home owned by, you know, a mom-and-pop person or a single person, then the same rules apply. You can't pay your taxes until the city is recouped for that demolition cost. So right now, anything that the city has done, any work that the city has done so far, a lien in that amount has been placed on their property.
So at what point, here's what I'm thinking. It's like, okay, so you got this eyesore, you got this hazard, you're not going to tear it down, the city's going to pay to tear it down. Is there anything in the law that allows the city to take over the property, or would it have to be sold at an auction? And also, with the lack of affordable housing, it would seem like, boy, there's your opportunity. Let's tear this down, let's build some affordable housing, or does it all come down to encumbered money and there's no money to be encumbered to do that?
Well, let me take it one step at a time with the question. You asked a few questions there. Mm-hmm. Did the city ever have the opportunity just to take it over? I'm not sure the legal steps that has to be taken. From my understanding, the property would have to be sold at an auction, or the owner should have the chance to make it right with the city. Mm-hmm. How long does it take for that owner not to do what he has to do, he or she has to do before it's sold? That varies. And can the city just take it eventually? I don't think the city can eventually take it if the owner doesn't do what they have to do. It has to go to auction. That's my understanding on that. As far as the affordable housing part is concerned, you're right. It can. There is an opportunity for not just affordable housing, but housing, period.
Mixed use.
Mixed use income, mixed use property, commercial, you name it. There is a potential. I use that with air quotes. Potential developer. But we have to see what that developer has in store.
Boy, it just seems like here's a problem, here's a solution, but there's a lot of law that gets involved in the middle of it. Thank you, Freddie. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, my friend. You got how many kids?
Five.
When do y'all start opening presents?
Christmas morning.
And when do you finish? Like New Year's, January 15th? When?
Every day is Christmas for the kids. It's always, they always, every day is a new present of life.
There you go. That's a good dad, man. I'm telling you what, Freddie King, New Orleans City Council member, y'all have a Merry Christmas. We'll talk to Tim Temple when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, you know, we're winding the year down. We've had a busy year insurance-wise. I think some people are starting to see the positive impact of that. Not everybody is, but hopefully more people are seeing that, and we'll continue to see that into 2026.
Positive impact doesn't necessarily mean rate decreases, right? I mean, it could be lack of increases.
Well, look, I mean, that is part. I mean, lack of increase is a good news. I mean, let's. It's not the best news I would want to hear as an insurer or as a rate payer, but let me tell you that there are people seeing rate decreases. You know, this year we've decreased, I think the count was 30 different auto premium decreases for 2025, and that will carry into 2026. So people are starting to see that. You know, we had a big focus on legal reform this last legislative session, and we haven't even started seeing the impact of that yet on rates. Those will start to have an impact in next year. So I expect to see continued improvement in the auto market. Private passenger auto, we need to make sure and clarify that. The commercial auto space, that is a business that's still on fire. Carriers are still losing money hand over fist in that industry, so we need to continue to work on some reform to help the commercial people that own company vehicles and operate that. So we still need focus there. But private passenger, we're starting to see a little bit of good news there, and again, we're going to continue to see it into 2026.
You know, as you say that, as I watch TV in the afternoon waiting for the news to come on, I am just besieged, as is everyone, by commercials for personal insurance attorneys, and it seems as though the focus has changed to commercial vehicles, and I guess that would be maybe perhaps in response to the law that was changed.
You know, I haven't noted any of that.
It's anecdotal, believe me, but I just thought about that as you said that. So let me ask you this, Tim, in terms of the insurance industry from both the insurance side of it and the ratepayer side of it, as opposed to Christmas Eve last year, what's different?
Well, you know, I think now that the industry has seen that Louisiana is focused and committed on making Louisiana a good place to do business. And by a good place to do business, Tommy, I mean that when a claim happens, that claim is going to be treated fairly. It's going to be treated fairly from the regulatory standpoint. It's going to be treated fairly from the legal standpoint. And so we're starting to make those changes there. That's what we want to do. You know, I hear all the time, you know, why don't we have rates like they do in Mississippi, which are half of ours? Why don't we have rates like they have in Alabama, which are half of what we pay? And I tell people, look, when we have the same claims volume and the payments are more similar, then that's when you can expect premiums like that. But you know, I've said it on your show, Tommy, several times. I mean, we file twice the national average of bodily injury claims. We get in about the same number of wrecks. But when we get in a wreck in our great state, we twice as likely to say we're injured, and then we litigate three times the national average. So there is more. It's math. When a claim costs more in the state of Louisiana, the insurance company is going to charge more premium. It's no more simplistic than that. And so we need to disincentivize that action. You know, why do people claim bodily injury twice as likely? We're not weaker. You know, people in Louisiana are more susceptible to get injured. It's not anything like that. It's where there's a system incentivizes people to say they're injured and to litigate.
So what do you, besides that, what do you hear from the insurance industry themselves that says, look, you want us to write, you want us to keep the rates down, this is what you need to do?
Well, you know, what we do is we work and we look at other states to see how the market is operating. And then we go and look in laws and see, what do we have that incentivizes, that allows people to abuse the system? And so that's what we're trying to look into. I don't go to an insurance company and just say, give me your wish list of things. That's not how it works. You know, we work with them to say, you know,
I didn't mean it that way, but you are of the insurance industry, so you know both sides of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a very complex, you know, industry. I understand the market side of it, but I also understand the distribution. And again, if we want lower premiums, and I'm talking specific to auto right now, I know we need to get into property in a minute too.
We will.
But when we're talking about auto, if we want to have similar premiums that the rest of the country enjoys, we have got to get our claim count down to where it should be. And you can look at state averages, national averages. I mean, again, I don't think anybody thinks that we should be filing twice the bodily injury claims. Well, maybe some people out there want us to, but you know, that would suggest that, again, we're weaker somehow, or we're more easily susceptible to injury, and that's just not true. So it's the system is allowing it to be abused somewhere. That's what we're looking at. Laws like, you know, modified comparative fault that you saw passed earlier this year. When that goes into effect, before I could be at 90% at fault for causing an accident with you, Tommy, sue you and win, and I could still get that 10%. And, you know, if you're talking about a commercial auto policy with $1 million limit, then that means I recovered $100,000, even though I was 90% at fault for causing the accident. Now it's, you know, if I cause it, if I'm found to be majority causing it, I don't get to sue you. That's common sense. 34 other states have that law in place. We're doing things like that to try and, again, disincentivize people from abusing, you know, abuse of the system.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up, talk about property. We'll come back specifically to the 3-year rule with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, 751, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57 the half, Christmas Eve 2025. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, let's talk about this 3-year rule. What changed and what has been the result?
Yeah, Tommy, you know, one of the things that has been discussed for a long time in Louisiana is a unique law. It was referred to as a 3-year rule, which says, effectively, after a homeowner's company has renewed your policy 3 years in a row, that they had to continue to offer you a renewal. And we
in perpetuity,
only,
right?
In as long as they did business in Louisiana, they had to.
Okay.
And, you know, so we were the only state in America that had that law. We were the only jurisdiction on the planet that had anything remotely similar. I mean, there is nobody that has anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so it made insurance companies, it made it more difficult for them to manage their portfolio. Your home, once they had you for 3 years in a row now, they had to continue to plan and book on doing business with you. And that didn't allow them to perhaps go and write more business in other parts of the state if they wanted to. And again, it's the government telling private business who they have to do business with. And I'm not a believer in that. And look, it panned out and showed that, you know, when you create a regulatory burden for any industry, any business, it becomes more expensive. We modified that law last year. The legislature, they voted. I appreciated their support. Tommy, you still there?
I am. I'm listening, Tim. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, there's only one company that's taking advantage of that. They have canceled less than 5%, but it's creating more competition in the state, which is good for all of us.
Thank you, Tim. I hope you come back. I know you will, and we'll talk about 2026 next time you do. Merry Christmas to you and all the Temples. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll talk to Ronald Serpas as we come back. Talk about crime and security concerns in the French Quarter, and we'll talk to Mike Haas, Voice of the Saints.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.